we present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Durbridge. Episode 3, The Madrid. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist and private detective, is told by Sir Graham Forbes, the Chief Commissioner of Scotland Yard, that two girls, Barbara Wallace and Mildred Dawson, have mysteriously disappeared and have apparently been abducted by a notorious criminal known simply as Mr. Gregory. Later, the body of Barbara Wallace is discovered by a Yorkshire fisherman called Bill Harcourt and by a young Norwegian, Peter Davos. During the course of investigations, Temple meets Edward Day, Barbara Wallace's fiancé, and a young Canadian girl known as Dr. Wiseman. Dr. Wiseman tells Temple that she has recently made the acquaintance of a mysterious girl known as Virginia Van Cleve. She describes Virginia Van Cleve as a tall, sharp-featured brunette. Later, at Scotland Yard, whilst discussing the apparent suicide of the Yorkshire fisherman Bill Harcourt, Paul Temple, Sir Graham Forbes and Chief Inspector Vosper are interrupted by the arrival of Sir Donald Murdo. Sir Donald tells them that a lady friend of his has also mysteriously disappeared, and he describes how he returned to his hotel and discovered on the dressing table...
When I got into my bedroom, I found this little box. It was on the dressing table and had apparently been delivered by a special messenger. You can see for yourself what the box contains. It contains a single pearl earring.
Do you recognize the earring?
Why, of course. It's one of the earrings my friend was wearing when she went out this morning.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Was there anything else in the box?
Yes. There was this card.
What does it say?
Well, it simply says the word wait. And then underneath there's the name Mr. Gregory.
Wait? Is that all it says?
That's all, Sir Graham. Here's the card.
What's this girl like? Describe her.
She's about 5'2", blonde, attractive, I suppose, in a sweet, simple sort of way. Inspector, I want you to understand that from my point of view, the whole affair must be treated with the greatest...
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a brown costume, a fancy, feathery sort of hat, and... Inspector, I don't want you to run away with the idea that this young
lady... How long have you known her?
She's a very old friend of the family. A very old friend. Why, my wife...
How long have you known her?
About a fortnight.
Her name?
Van Cleve. Virginia Van Cleve.
Van Cleve?
Yes. Why? Have you heard the name before, Mr. Temple?
You say she was a blonde, about 5'2".
Aye. She might have been a little bit taller. Certainly no more than 5'3".
Well spoken?
Well, now, I don't think you'd call her exactly well spoken.
Well, Sir Donald, I take it you've been about quite a lot this week. Nightclubs, shows, that sort of thing.
Well, we've enjoyed ourselves, you know, in a modest, quiet sort of way.
Where did you go last night, for instance?
Last night?
Yes.
We went to the pictures.
Where did you go last night, Sir Donald?
To the Madrid.
The Madrid? Hardly what you'd call spending a quiet, modest evening.
It was Virginia's idea. Entirely Virginia's idea. I'd never been there before. I hadn't the slightest idea what sort of place she was taking me to.
What time did you arrive?
About 9:15.
And you left?
Just after midnight.
Did you see anyone you knew?
At the Madrid? Good heavens, no.
And what about Miss Van Cleve?
She seemed to know one or two people. Casual acquaintances. The fellow who owns the place. What's his name? Charles Zola. He came across to the table once or twice and had a little chat with her.
What about?
Oh, just the usual chit-chat. Personally, I couldn't bear the fellow. He seemed to me to be laughing all the time, as if... But look here. What the devil's the good of talking about last night? It's today I'm concerned with, and just
Mr. Donald, just at the moment, we should be grateful if you could confine yourself to answering our questions.
But what am I going to do? You must understand my position, Sir Graham.
There's only one thing you can do.
What do you mean?
go back to your hotel and wait.
Wait?
Sooner or later, it's obvious that this mysterious Mr. Gregory is going to contact you again. And when he does...
Is that your advice? Wait. Is that the only advice you can give me?
It isn't a question of advice, sir. Those are my instructions. Go back to the hotel and wait. The moment you receive further instructions from Mr. Gregory, get in touch with Inspector Vosper. Meanwhile, we shall circulate a description of the girl. Vosper?
Yes, sir?
Take Sir Donald down to your office.
Very good, Sir Graham. This way, please, sir. Thank you.
Well, what do you make of that, Temple?
Well, if Sir Donald was telling the truth, then quite obviously our friend Mr. Gregory isn't a mental case after all. He's in it for what he can get out of it.
You think he's going to blackmail Murdo?
Yes, I do.
Murdo is a very wealthy man. And no doubt Mr. Gregory, whoever he is, has shrewdly summed up the situation. But I still think there's more to it than that, Temple. After all, that doesn't explain why Barbara Wallace disappeared and Mildred Dawson.
You think...
I think that Mr. Gregory is the leader of an organisation which... Well, for the want of a better name, you can call... Excuse me. Hello? Speaking. Oh, yes, Bennett. Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Temple's here now. I'll tell him. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, that's a curious coincidence. Mm-hmm. You remember that car you told us about, the one that tried to force Day over the bridge?
Yes.
Well, we've just traced it. Apparently, the car belongs to that man Sir Donald mentioned, the man who owns the Madrid.
Charles Zola?
Yes.
That's interesting.
What sort of place is the Madrid?
It's the usual nightclub come restaurant, perhaps a little more elaborate and a little more expensive than the majority of them.
And what about Charles Zola?
Well, he's a rather curious mixture. He's a Romanian, tough. Taken all round, I should say, a pretty shrewd sort of bird.
Would he be mixed up in this business?
No, he might.
He wouldn't be Mr. Gregory by any chance.
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Hello?
Is that you, Steve?
Oh, hello. Darling, I've been ready for ages.
Yes, I'm sorry. But listen, Steve, I'm not coming back to the flat after all. I want you to meet me at the Madrid in about half an hour.
The Madrid? I thought we were going to have dinner at the Ritz.
No, darling, I've cancelled the table at the Ritz. Meet me at the Madrid. You know the place I mean. It's in Brook Street.
Yes, all right, Paul.
I'm sorry about the car. I'm afraid you'll have to pick up a taxi.
That's all right. I'll tell Charlie. Charlie? Slip downstairs and see if you can get me a taxi.
Yes, okay, Mrs. Temple.
I've just told Charlie, darling. He's going to try to get one for me.
Good.
Why are we going to the Madrid, Paul?
Oh, I thought it might make a change.
A change from what?
A change from not going to the Madrid.
If you ask me, I think you've got something up your sleeve.
No, it's nothing, darling. I just want to have a chat to the man who owns the place. Half an hour?
Half an hour.
Okay, Mrs. Temple. We're all set.
Have you got a taxi?
Yeah. Funny thing. One pulled up just outside. Might have been waiting for you. It's your lucky day, Mum.
Yes. Was there anyone in the taxi?
No. Just happened to be passing. It's all right. He's waiting for you.
Oh. Oh, good. Don't wait up, Charlie.
Okie dokie.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mum.
I want you to take me to the Madrid in Brook Street. Do you know it?
Madrid? Yep, jump in.
Thank you. I say, driver, this isn't the way to Brook Street. You took the wrong turning a long way back. You ought to have gone down Park Lane.
I know what I'm doing, lady. And keep this ruddy window closed.
How dare you speak like that? Stop this cab. Stop this cab immediately.
You heard what I said.
Where are you taking me to?
You'll soon find out. Now keep this ruddy window closed and your trap shut. What the heck are you...
Do you feel anything on the back of your neck, my friend?
Yes. Yes, what is it?
Sit still and keep driving.
What is it? What is it?
It's a 2-2 automatic pistol. Small, but I assure you, very efficient.
What do you want me to do?
Stop acting like Humphrey Bogart and take me to the Madrid.
I've just been on the phone to Vosper. They've taken that taxi blighter down to the station, but I'm afraid he won't talk.
What are they going to do with him?
They'll hold him over for the night and have another little chat with him tomorrow morning. By Timothy, I'm glad you didn't let him get away with it, Steve.
You know me better than that, darling.
Yes. But you didn't look very sure of yourself when you marched him in here.
I didn't feel very sure of myself.
Come along, let's have a drink. You've certainly earned it.
Where's the bar?
It's through that alcove, in the other room.
You seem to know your way surprisingly well about this establishment.
Some people never forget faces. I never forget nightclubs.
I wonder who that tall, fair-haired girl is.
Where?
She's just sitting down at the table over there in the corner.
Oh, she's one of the professional dancers.
I thought she might be. I noticed her on the floor. She dances beautifully. While you were telephoning, they played a waltz, and she... Darling, look who's here.
Why, it's Edward Day.
Why, good evening, Mr. Temple. I didn't expect to find you in the Madrid.
Well, if it comes to that, I didn't expect to find you here either, Mr. Day.
I wonder if, by any chance, we're both here for the same reason.
Well, I don't know what your reason is, but mine's quite simple. No ulterior motive. I came here because my
wife... I came here because I found out about the car, Mr. Temple.
Which car?
The car that tried to force me over the bridge, you remember.
Car which... Oh. Oh, yes, yes, of course. You got the number, didn't you? GKC 97...
973, yes. Not only did I get the number, Mr. Temple, but I found out who the car belongs to.
Did you? Did you, by Jove?
Still playing the amateur detective, Mr. Day?
Yes, but this time with results, Mrs. Temple. The car belongs to Charles Zola, the man who owns this place.
Have you seen Zola?
Yes. I've just had a talk to him.
And what did he say?
What would you expect him to say? The car's been laid up. It's been laid up for a fortnight or more.
You don't believe him?
Of course I don't believe him.
You seem to have a suspicious nature, Mr. Day. In the first place, you suspected that Harcourt was mixed up in this business and now...
Of course Harcourt's mixed up in it. If you want my frank opinion... I believe that Harcourt...
Harcourt's dead.
Dead?
Yes.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're joking.
Harcourt was shot. He was shot yesterday morning, soon after my wife and I arrived at his cottage.
But who shot him?
We don't know. It had the appearance of being suicide, but there was a note on the table. It said...
It said what?
It said, with the compliments of Mr. Gregory...
Was there anyone else there? Anyone else in the cottage?
No, no one.
You're sure?
Quite sure, Mr. Day.
My table's over there in the far corner. I'm quite alone, so if you feel like joining me for a drink later on, perhaps...
Thank you.
Good. See you both later, then.
He seemed quite perturbed about Harcourt, didn't he?
Quite perturbed. Now, what are you going to have?
I'd like a dry martini.
Good evening, Mr. Temple. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm all right, Pat. Mr. Zola, about?
Oh, he was here a few minutes ago, sir.
No. Two dry martinis, please.
Make that three dry martinis, Patrick.
Oh. Hello, Zola.
Hello, Mr. Temple. It's a long time since you visited Madrid. I was beginning to think that you had forgotten all about us.
Hmm? Nightclubs aren't much in my line, Zola.
Then what are you doing here this evening?
I came to see you.
Oh, to see me? Oh, I am honored. I didn't think that I attracted attention these days. Introduce me to the lady.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is my wife.
Your wife? I don't believe it.
Don't men bring their wives to the Madrid, Mr. Zola?
Not if they can help it, they don't.
Three dry martinis, sir.
Thank you.
No. This is on me, please. I insist. Mrs. Temple?
Thank you.
Well, to you both.
Skull.
Who was that man I saw you talking to a few moments ago?
Mr. Day.
But I thought you knew him.
No. No, he spoke to me a little while ago, but he never introduced himself. He seemed rather an inquisitive sort of fellow. He wouldn't be from Scotland Yard, by any chance.
No, he's not from Scotland Yard.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
But he was so inquisitive, he...
He wanted to know about your car.
Yes.
Did you tell him the truth, Zola?
Of course I told him the truth. But if he's not from Scotland Yard, then... What did you say his name was?
Day. Edward Day. He was engaged to Barbara Wallace.
The girl that disappeared, Mr. Zola. You remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. That was the first girl, wasn't it? The first girl that this mysterious Mr. Gregory...
Yes.
What is it you wanted to ask me, Mr. Temple?
I wanted to ask you about a girl called Virginia Van Cleve.
Virginia Van Cleve?
Yes.
I've never heard of a girl called Virginia Van Cleve.
She had dinner here last night, Zola. You spoke to her.
I speak to all my guests. What was she like?
She was a blonde, about 5'2". She had dinner with a man called Murdo. Sir Donald Murdo.
Was she pretty?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember the girl.
I should advise you to try and remember her, Zola. Inspector Vosper isn't likely to be so patient.
Inspector Vosper? What has he got to do with it? Oh. What has happened to this Virginia Van Cleve?
She has disappeared.
Mr. Gregory?
Yes.
Tell me, my friend, are you investigating this Gregory affair?
Why do you ask?
Because if you are, then, as an old friend, I should like to give you a word of advice.
Well?
Don't stick your neck out. Don't get involved in things which don't concern you. It might be dangerous.
Is that a warning, Zola?
I told you what it is, my friend. It's just a nice piece of friendly advice.
Zola?
Yes?
You wouldn't be Mr. Gregory by any chance, would you?
Me? Why do you write detective novels, my friend, when you have such a sense of humor? Yes, Patrick?
You're wanted in the office, Mr. Zola. I think it's a trunk call.
Thank you. You'll excuse me for a moment.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, what do you think of Zola?
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him.
I'd call him a wily bird. Make no mistake about that, Steve.
I shouldn't exactly call him wily. I should call him... Hello. Here's that girl I spoke to you about, the professional dancer.
Oh, yes.
It's a lovely dress she's wearing.
Hello, Pat. How's tricks?
Oh, can't grumble, I suppose. Can't grumble. What can I get you, Miss Slater?
I'd like a whiskey. Scotch.
Scotch? Oh, will you be drowning the taste in soda or ginger ale?
Ginger ale.
Okay.
No, please. Don't go away for a moment, Mr. Temple. I want to talk to you.
Well?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't want Pat to overhear.
Why did you come here tonight? Why did you come here? To find out about Virginia Van Cleve?
What do you know about Virginia Van Cleve?
She was here. She was here last night with a man called Murdo. Sir Donald Murdo.
Yes, I know.
She's disappeared. She's disappeared, hasn't she?
Yes.
I knew she would. I knew she would the moment I saw... Mr. Temple, listen. I'll tell you about Virginia Van Cleve. I'll tell you exactly what happened here last night and why she suddenly...
Look out.
One whiskey and ginger ale.
Thanks, Pat.
I think I'd like another dry martini, darling.
That's a very good idea. Two dry martinis.
Yes, sir.
We can't talk here.
No.
Can you meet me at my flat in about an hour?
Yes, yes, of course. Where is it?
It's...
Look out. Here's Zola.
I'll leave the address with the girl in the cloakroom. Pick it up on your way out, Mrs. Temple.
Yes, I will.
Hello, hello. What is this, a family party? What are you doing, Coral?
Just having a drink, Mr. Zola.
We don't pay for drinking, you know. I like to see those pretty legs of yours on the dance floor.
That's a very good idea, Zola. How about it, Miss Slater?
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'm engaged.
Then don't keep your partner waiting. These young ladies, it is just hopeless.
Two dry martinis, sir.
Oh, thank you. Will you join us?
Oh, no, not just at the moment. If you'll excuse me. Patrick, I want to talk to you about that case of champagne that was supposed to be arriving.
Here we are, Steve.
Thank you.
Skoll.
That girl obviously knows something, darling.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
What time is it now?
It's just gone 11:30.
Right, we'll stay here until about 12, and then I'll fetch the car.
Yes. All right.
Would you like to dance? Come along.
Oh, here you are, Steve.
Have you got the car?
Yes, it's outside. Well?
I've got the address. The note was there with the cloakroom attendant.
Good. How far have we got to go?
It's just off St. James's Street, Sutton Mansions.
Well, there's no hurry. I don't suppose she's left herself yet.
No, but she's left us the key, Paul. She wants us to go in and wait for her.
Oh. Are you going to put that coat on? It's rather chilly outside.
No, it's all right, darling. I'll carry it. Where's the light?
No, I don't know. It might be... Oh, I've got it.
Paul.
Timothy.
What a lovely flat.
It is nice, isn't it? Our friend seems to do very well for herself.
Why, it's heavenly. Darling, it must have cost a fortune. Just look at that radiogram.
Timothy, this certainly is home sweet home and no mistake.
I wonder how she can afford all this. I shouldn't have thought your friend, Mr. Zola, exactly.
Zola isn't footing the bill for this little packet. Don't you run away with that idea.
Paul, I wondered what sort of a girl she is. I wonder if... Darling, what are you looking at?
This telephone pad. It's rather interesting.
What's so interesting about it?
I see she's got a friend of ours down here. Dr. Wiseman.
Dr. Wiseman?
Dr. K. Wiseman, Flaxman 9863.
Do you think that this girl knows something? Not only about Virginia Van Cleve, but about...
About Barbara Wallace, Mildred Dawson and the Gregory affair.
Yes.
I'm sure she does, darling. That's why I'm particularly anxious to have a chat to her.
It's rather odd that she should have made a note of Dr. Wiseman's telephone number, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, Paul... She's the person that really puzzles me. I don't quite see exactly how Dr. Wiseman fits into all this. That story she told you, for instance, about the girl that impersonated Barbara Wallace.
Yes?
Well, I suppose that was quite feasible, really, but it seems to me to be rather stretching a point.
When you're expected to believe that someone impersonated not only Barbara Wallace, but Mildred Dawson and Virginia Van Cleve.
Exactly.
Yes, well, don't you trouble your head over it, Steve, because...
What do you mean, don't trouble my head over it? You heard what Zola said. Don't get involved in things which don't concern you. It might be dangerous.
You're not suggesting that I give up the case, are you, Steve?
Of course I'm not suggesting that. But for Pete's sake, don't start telling me not to trouble my head over things, really.
All right, darling, all right.
Now, I think I'll investigate the bedroom. If it's anything like the lounge, it certainly ought to be worth seeing.
I wondered how long you'd restrain your curiosity about the bedroom. Yes, well, don't be too long, Steve, because I expect she'll be here any minute.
It's a wonderful room, Paul. It's exactly like...
Steve? What is it?
Look, darling. Look.
Where?
On the other side of the bed. Look.
It's Coral Slater.
Is she?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, she's dead. She's been strangled.
But, Paul, how did she get here? How did she get here before we did? I mean, how did...
Wait a minute. She must have been brought here from the Madrid. She's been dead about 20 minutes.
What are we going to do? What are we...
Now, Steve, listen. I want you to go downstairs, get the car, and drive straight...
What is it?
Shh. There's someone coming into the flat. Now, don't move, darling. Stand still. Stay here, dear. Don't move.
Good evening, Mr. Davos.
Why? Why, Mr. Temple? What are you doing here?
What's more to the point, Mr. Davos? What are you doing here?
Are you crazy? This is my flat.
You have been listening to the third episode of Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Durbridge, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Simon Donaldson, Francesca Diamond, Richard Greenwood, Michael McKenzie, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.